By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Chaotic and contentious are just some of the reactions to the first U.S. presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio, Tuesday night between President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Trump and Biden sparred over health care and honesty. The moderator had difficulty preventing Trump from interrupting Biden, who called the president a clown and a liar. The moderator then attempted to steer the two toward discussing the Supreme Court vacancy, the economy, and the coronavirus pandemic. Trump claimed without evidence that 2 million people would have died if Biden were president. Biden criticized Trump for knowingly withholding the information on the consequences of the virus from the American people. While Biden has had the advantage in the polls in recent weeks, the race is close in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Trump could lose the popular vote, but still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory. Both candidates have two more debates before the November 3rd election, which they both agreed may not be decided on that date. The number of people killed by COVID-19 has surpassed 1 million. This, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, which pushed the total number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million. As the pandemic reached the grim milestone, the World Health Organization said the actual toll is probably higher. The coronavirus is believed to have originated in Wuhan, China, late last year. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers preparing for an historic confirmation battle between President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, that will play out just weeks before the November 3rd presidential election. The process started Tuesday with Barrett, who would be Trump's third conservative appointee to the nation's highest court, if confirmed, headed to Capitol Hill for a series of key meetings with Republican senators. Democrats are strongly opposed to Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should nominate a successor to liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died back on September 18th at the age of 89. Most Americans share that perspective, according to national polls. Barrett currently serves on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Circuit, Seventh Circuit, after being nominated by Trump and confirmed by the Senate back in 2017. The World Health Organization announced Tuesday it would investigate newly released reports of alleged sexual exploitation and abuse against Congolese individuals perpetrated by the WHO's Ebola aid workers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The majority of accounts said that numerous men frequently plied women with drinks and either had propositioned them, forced them to have sex in exchange for a job, or terminated their contracts when they refused. Most women who participated in the investigation said they were unaware of how to report instances of sexual exploitation or abuse. A WHO spokeswoman told investigators it was reviewing a small number of sexual abuse or exploitation reports in the Congo and encouraged the women involved to contact the organization directly. Britain and Canada have imposed sanctions on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko, his son, and other top officials for allegedly rigging the country's presidential election and committing acts of violence against protesters. The sanctions are the first imposed by major Western powers against the Belarus government officials. These sanctions subject them to immediate travel ban and asset freeze. Many in Belarus reject the official results of the election that gave Lukashenko a sixth term in office, and thousands have protested in the weeks following the vote. The European Union said last week it does not recognize Lukashenko as president of that country. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.